chingoro chiziso ngati ive iso kefu ne flu iriko. Amen.
This is just an announcement. Let us be careful with the flu that is there.
Yes, pa flu iriko. I think muruzo kune chiflu chisina kumira mushi.
There is a flu that is not okay.
So ngati ve kefu vananga vapfeke zvinodziya.
Let us be careful. Let the children dress in warm clothing. Even as they go to school, give them masks so that they can wear them.
So that even vana vanodziro kubva ku flu dzakadai. Amen.
So that children can be prevented from attracting such kind of flus.
Even isusu vanhu vakuru,
even the elderly in our workplaces,
ngatipfeke again ma mask.
We should wear masks.
Topfekawo zvekare zvinodziya.
And we should wear warm clothing.
So
that can prevent the flu from getting into
because
us. Because if the flu gets to you, it's expensive to treat. It's a flu, COVID-like flu. Let us be careful for that flu.
Amen. Saka, amen. Please, ndosamona vana vese nastatinga pwe mamata dota pwe munhu wese muchechi.
That's why we have given masks to every child. We wanted the mask to be given to everybody.
Because ikabata one yabata vazhinji.
Because if one contracts the flu, everyone else is in trouble.
Ende ukaona kuti unayo taura early kubasa kuti usaende kubasa tusa.
If you see you've got
spreader,
if you see you've got that flu, share with others so that
unongoziso vadzidziswe mwana kuti mwana ambeta flu. Amen. Your treatwa zvakanaka tichinamata.
Alert even the teachers that children should not go
so
to school.
That I spread kune vakawanda.
So that we prevent
unanogona kutofa.
So that we prevent the spreading of this flu.
Amen.
Amen.
Sangatsave careless.
Let us not be careless.
Ngative very careful.
We have to be very careful.
So mwari ngakudzwe. Amen.
May God be exalted.
Okay, nasi ndaona vanhu vari muchando.
Today I found people in cold weather.
Chakanakira nyaya chando ndopaona mama batch.
The good thing about cold is you see a certain type of jackets.
I still remember one day
I wore another jacket.
Treba vanga mudebete. Zibete ranga buda mbachira.
Then a cockroach ran out of the jacket.
So
check your jackets well.
Because
a cockroach may come out of that jacket.
Amen.
That will cause you, the owner of the jacket, to run away from your jacket. People are serious. I want you to smile a little bit.
So I to say amen. Saka nenawe kutripa nguva again emunamato.
Because we are on a time of prayer. I think I'm going to put more emphasis on prayer.
Problem irikuitika when it comes pachikristu chedu now.
The problem that is happening when it comes to our Christianity today.
Tane ma definitions akawanda ichikristu.
We have got a lot of definitions of Christianity. Everyone is coming up with their own definition that defines Christianity. Some are coming with some things that are being revealed to them. We have complicated something that is simple and we are making it so difficult. Some are saying Christianity is a thing for the whites. I don't know where people got those things. But amongst all of us, nobody knows if Jesus was a white man or was a black man.
I think at one point,
we had that teaching, if you still remember. Some are saying this thing of Christianity is disturbing our tradition. Not knowing what we are saying.
Chivano.
Tradition.
religion, right?
When you talk of our culture, we are actually talking of a religion. Is that correct?
It's a religion.
In our tradition, it's a religion. It's different from Ubuntu. Being a person amongst other people.
Ubuntu,
when you're saying be a person amongst other people.
But do not even want to say Patrick with Chivan or Truth would be. Amen. Dizoga.
Amen.
Kuvamunu Pavan Kungoti Ivamunu.
Just being do a person. Ubuntu.
Do Ubuntu.
Amen.
Kaucha Nechishon and Dochi?
Chivan.
Yeah? Ayoga. Because Kukwazi Sava Kuruvi, it's culture, right?
Yes.
Kuona Bereki, yes, Jango, remember, it's also culture.
Honoring parents is also culture.
But we see when you are talking of culture and religion.
There is something that I want you to understand when you're talking of culture,
culture
and religion.
Culture is religion.
Culture is not a religion.
Culture is religion.
Culture is not a religion.
It's a way of living.
Culture is a way of living.
It's our culture.
If I see an elderly and I give them a seat, that's culture. They'll say, this person is well behaved. Not culturally. Greeting the elders when I wake up.
Even kurora chi.
Even getting married.
Chivanu chedu.
This is our culture.
Dizzo.
Amen.
It's culture. Tsika ze chivan. Saga, all right. Saga tukutora nye tsika ne chivan. Zinu tu saga siyana. Right? Saga culture tukuti tsika. Hello?
Culture, we are saying
no, no, no,
way
no.
Of living.
Kati pindura neiga. Didn't go on this. I will speak the spiritual side of it. Bandudan botanga kutaura the foundation of it. Matsitate guru tutaura tukudi nechirungu. Our forefathers, right?
Yes.
Right. Matsitate guru edu ndoma four. Even though paka garepa bori tate gurandu kuzia. Paucha fa nengwa kuzonzurichi.
When you die, you become a forefather.
We have to feel, hello, please. And this is not about viringi kechi papa napa.
I don't want to disturb you.
Dosaka muru kuona, ndruku itonga to want to interrupt. This and that tanga kudzidzisa zvandru daudi.
That's why you see, I want to interrupt before I start teaching. Kuti pasave ne
confusion. Amen.
To remove any kinds of confusion.
Tukuzvinzwisa. Pasave nei ne confusion.
We want to remove confusion.
Pasave nei.
So that we don't have confusion. AI has got another definition, man of God.
Chi?
AI, according to artificial intelligence.
Yes.
They are saying...
Awomana. Artificial intelligence. All right, I deny. It's okay. Those who are coming 2000.
They are saying culture refers to shared beliefs, values, customs, behaviors, and artifacts of
culture.
A
culture, what do you
refers to shared beliefs.
Uh-huh. Shared beliefs.
Values.
Values,
customs,
behaviors,
and artifacts
okay.
Of a particular group of oral society,
or of a society. Okay. Pama shared beliefs. Dopano zodaku zopinda futika da unu zikana. Tino gona introduce a religion.
Exactly.
But culture is religion.
Yes.
But you no gona kuzoburi ta religion.
Yes.
Dopan tanga kupinda. Zatu not kunamata kwe duchivan. Now.
You heard what Sekuru said? People would pray and things would come. Some whom we shared with, they said, during the time of the war, they're saying if the war was burning so hard,
Hello? Vana mataka na matireka kupane zvengwe Kevin pava vengi kana pa camp eva vengi kana pegona kupfura muka.
Their way of worshiping that animals would come, but there was divine intervention.
A voice rinotaura.
A voice would come that would speak.
Vachitunga mironzi vai wondere kudi nasi cha chiridza pano.
Being led to this place that people
are coming here.
To those who fought the war or who lived during the time of
now,
the war.
Now, the moment I'm going to introduce what it is,
the moment you start speaking to other spirits, is now a religion.
But kana zvichiri pamwe yekuti tiri vanhu.
But when it's still amongst us as people, we are talking of our culture.
But the
behavior.
Moment, and I would need that to teach you.
But the moment you want to evoke other spirits,
religion.
We are now talking of a religion.
Diesel.
Amen.
Even Christo.
Even what we call Christianity.
The moment that talk to pins are when we are.
The moment you start to involve another spirit, when you are saying, let us call unto him, just calling unto him is now a religion.
Hello?
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
Now, and Zechinamato, even, which I discovered even for time a baby,
religion you discover during the Bible times, it was there.
Because if you read your Bibles very well,
There's a generation that worshipped Baal.
And you know, yeah, Bari.
You know the issue of Baal.
Yeah, it was a culture.
This was a culture.
Yeah, it was a religion.
That believed in another religion.
Religion, yeah, which was a leader.
Their religion Bari. Leading them to a god named Baal.
And what you tend to Bari, they are no Switzerland.
Believing Baal.
Now, every culture.
Under the sun believes there's a God in heaven.
Hello.
Amen.
Because Musikavan, right?
We call him the creator of the people.
Nyadenga. Nyadenga. Right?
What they call the owner of the heavens is God.
Even my Muslims don't believe out Mwarari.
Even Muslims believe that God is
there. Even my Buddha.
Even the Buddhist.
Nyaya is panamwari.
The issue is not on God.
Nyaya no zotanga pa kuti saka tonosvika sei kunamwari.
The issue comes when you're saying, how do we get to God?
Patiri kuzotanga kuzosiyana nepari kutanga kuzoita bongozozo.
Where we are different or where quarrels are starting.
Ndepe kuti vamwe vari kuti isusu tinosvika nenzira dzevakafa kare, right?
Some say we go to him through the ways of the dead.
Vamwe vachiti tinosvika nezita raJesu, tosvika naJesu.
Some they say we go to him through the name of Jesus.
Vamwe vachiti Jesus tinosvika dzinosiyana siyana.
The ways of getting to God are so different.
Ndizvoka?
Is that it?
Yatiri kuzoti religion.
What we then call religion.
Inzira yevanhu kutsvaga nayo Mwari.
This is a way of people of looking for God.
Vanhu vari kutenda tiketa izvi neizvi dosvika kuna musika vanhu.
These are people who are believing if we do this and that we'll get to God.
And iyo religion yacho inotori ne power behind.
And the religion has got a power behind it.
Hello.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
Inotori ne masimba anopindira kuti
religion has got powers that intervene.
That
if it's done properly, things can start seeing things manifesting.
But the
issue is not about what is happening. The issue is coming from the things that we are seeing.
Even
if I come here now,
ndikatanga kubata vanhu musoro ndichivanamatira.
If I start laying my hands on people's heads and praying over them,
it's
not about healing. It doesn't mean everyone who is being restored by Jesus.
Munhu anogona kutoshandisa rimwe simba.
A person can use another power. And people can be healed without even Jesus inside.
Hello.
Amen.
Hello. Dine zvatodoti munzwisise. Then why?
There's something that I want you to understand, but I will come back.
Even pakatangira chivanhu.
And show you where this cultural thing began from.
Muchaona kuti chivanhu hachina kutanga nesu even isusu vatema.
You discover this culture did not start with us, the black person, the black
because
people.
Because remember, nyika yese iri kutekeshera nekuda kwavanhu three, Shem, Ham, na Japhet.
This world is being filled because of three people.
Paro kutangira vanhu vatema, if you still remember, ndichikudzidzisa nyaya ya Kush.
Where the black race is beginning, remember when I taught you about Kush.
Ndichikudzidzisa kuti vaive vana va Noah.
Telling you that they were the children of Noah.
Amongst the three
men, their ways of moving with God.
Then
there were some who were loved by God.
That
God himself showed them the way they should move. Not them looking for a way to move.
The Psalms are not yet not Christu.
That's why you see what we call Christianity. It's not a way of God, of people of looking for God. It's a way of God for looking for people.
Chikristo, the moment that I'm talking about Nye Chikristo.
When we are talking of Christianity,
we are
talking that there is God
who has
given people a way, not people giving God a way.
But when we are
talking of religion,
we are
talking of people looking for God.
We are
talking of Christianity.
We are talking
of God looking for people. The difference in the religion that I'm preaching in right now and other religions, this one is God himself who has his own way that he wants people to look for him.
Even complicate Christianity.
Where Christianity is being made complicated.
The fact that even my Christians actually have an zira zavo zodo chaka na zomari
is because Christians themselves, they have their own ways that they want to use to look for God.
Yet kuvapaku tanga mwarindiye aven zira dakchakwa na enevan.
Yet from the beginning, God was the one with the way he wanted people to use to look for him.
And the religion irikutanga kuintroduce kwa mu book ra Genesis.
Religion is being introduced for the first time in the book of Genesis.
Zua Adam na Eve ra vari kudya muchero.
That day Adam and Eve took of the fruit.
Ndokubva vano wanda Mwari vachitora mashizha kuti vazvipfekedze. Vange vakapfeka pamberi paMwari.
And they hid before the Lord, taking leaves trying to cover themselves.
Vanhu vaida kucover nakedness yavo nenzira dzavo.
These are people who wanted to cover their nakedness using their own ways.
Mwari kubvaya achivatsvaga.
And God came looking
because
for them. If you employ your own ways, God will come and
please
look for you. If you read your Bible in the book of Genesis, God is getting into the garden and saying, Adam, where are you?
Adam, where are you?
Genesis chapter 3.
Uh-huh.
And verse
8. Uh-huh.
And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day.
Uh-huh.
And
Adam and his wife
hid themselves from the presence of the Lord.
It was after vadyam chero kubva vanzwa mwari izvira mwari chifamba mugarden. Ndokubva vawanda.
Hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden.
Uh-huh.
And the Lord God called unto Adam,
mm-hmm,
and said unto him,
mm-hmm,
where art thou? And he said,
Mari ndova kachaga Adam.
God is the one who looked for Adam.
Adam, Adam, uripi.
Adam, Adam, where are you?
Now, ndimwari masimba ose.
He's the God all powerful.
But varikutsvaga Adam presence yavo.
But he's looking for Adam in his presence.
Because parikunzi Adam atadza.
When Adam sinned,
Adam, akafa.
The day when Adam sinned, he died.
Because
there's a world where he was not existing. That's why God is coming on earth looking for him, and yet he's present. You are not said you are dead because you are dead. You are dead when you are no longer there in the world
Adam
of the Lord.
Kupinda mu disobedience.
When Adam entered into disobedience,
the moment akadya muchero,
the moment he ate of the fruit, when God came down, he did not find
him.
And yet Adam was there.
Remember Jesus achizoya panyika one day.
Remember when Jesus came on earth one day.
Anosangana nevanhu vakatakura chituna.
He meets people who were carrying a dead man.
Ndokubva ati nditere kunomwe murume.
And he said to another man, follow me.
Zvikanzi mira ndibonovega hama yangu.
And he said, wait until I bury my
relative. Zvikanzi aiwa siya vakafa.
And Jesus said, leave the dead
akafa
to bury their own dead.
Now, part time parikunzi vakafa vakatakura chituna etonzo kuti vakafa.
When he said the dead, the ones carrying the dead men were also dead.
Because aona ishe.
He was being excluded from death. Amongst all of these, you are the one who is living.
But according to my world,
But according to my world,
even vakatakura coffin again, vakutodawo futi kutonovigwa vakafa.
The ones carrying the coffins need to be
because buried the world yangu havasiku exist.
Because they are not existing in my world.
Saka unogona kungochirarama asi wakafa.
You might be living and yet you are dead.
Ndosaka zvinzi upenyu unotanga zvora kugamuchira Jesu.
That's why they say life begins the day you receive Jesus.
Upenyu utange zvora wazvarwa.
That life does not begin the day you are born.
Upenyu unotangwa musi wazvarwa pacha.
Life begins the day you are born again.
Saka pazviri kunzi Adam uripi anga aripo bata hapo.
When he was asking for Adam, he was
in other words, Mwari ari kutiratidza kune world angafara ku exist, but world Adam acha exist.
In other words, God is saying there's a world where Adam was supposed to live, but at this moment he was not existing.
Adam pari kutsvaga akati kudii.
When Adam was looking for what did he say? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden.
That's why is renyu mumunda.
And I was afraid.
Edendachka.
Because I was naked.
And nekuti ndakandaka shama.
And I hid myself.
Edenda. Now, chinonzi chii chinoti shamisa pamberi paJehovah.
Sin causes to be naked before the Lord.
Pesa paunotadza urikubvisa ratoti robe of righteousness.
Every time you sin, you are removing the robe of righteousness from yourself.
Saka pesa patiri kutadza tenge chishama.
Every time we sin, we are becoming naked.
Kuti wakashama.
You are not naked because you are naked.
Unoshama nekuti waka watadza.
You are naked because you
Adam mazoya saka akashama.
Because all these days Adam was naked.
But Mwari vasamuona kunga akashama.
But God did not see him as
but
naked.
But chanzo sabata vanzo washama.
But when he partook of what he was naked.
Ndakashama.
And himself, he saw that he was naked.
Ndosaka kuti munhu wese asina Jesu anozonda akashama. Ndosaka kuchimhanywa kunotsvagwa nzira dzekuzviprotekta kuzvikafa.
That's why you see every person without Jesus, they see that they are naked.
Ndopanobva kuromba kuda kuzvikafa. Unonzwa kuti ndakashama.
That's why they run looking for other means to cover themselves.
Even pakati anoroya pakati penyu pano.
Even if there's a witch amongst
akada kuona target anotsvaga akashama.
If they want to see a target, they look for one who is naked. As you are dressed like this, spiritually you are not dressed like that. Some you are dressed in tattered clothes. Some are even naked. Some are dressed. What it determines is the state of a person. Are you dressed or you are naked?
The moment you are not tattered.
That's why you see, the moment you sin, you are asked to run and ask for forgiveness so that you are clothed.
Do you know
we have a scripture which says, when the trumpet sounds, people were warned that go
to bed
dressed.
You know the scripture?
When the trumpet sounds, some will be taken away naked.
Now,
it's not saying people go to bed dressed. It's not referring to physical clothes because the body that we have is not this
clothes.
Before you go to bed, correct your relationship with the Lord. Every time when you go before the Lord and say, forgive me,
and the
you
person
are dressed. Every time you sin and run away, you are naked. When you go to bed dressed, not naked.
Hello? Amen.
Are you grasping it?
So, Adam paru kutsvagwa.
When Adam was being looked for,
yeah, just shama.
Knowing himself that he was naked,
I don't know, wonder, ishe.
He's hiding away from the Lord. I'm hiding from you because I'm naked. Verse number 11,
yes.
And he said, who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree? Whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat.
Hello.
Amen.
Number one, akudzo twakashama ndiani.
First of all, who told you that you are naked?
Ndiani information ipi wakuzvifida nayo.
Which kind of information are you feeding yourself with?
Ndopandakudzai kuti kuudzwa zvaunonzwa chikafu.
That's when I told you that what you hear is food. That's why I see when God is telling him, who told you that you're naked? Himself, he said, have you eaten the food? He knows a person does not sin the moment he sins. You start sinning through the information that you hear.
Environment the
environment where you spend your day, that's when
you start brewing sin.
The information that you hear is food to your soul. Even the music you listen to is food to your soul.
Okay.
Do you know that if you spend your day with a prostitute and you spend a week with those prostitutes, even if you're a Christian, you start feeling this is normal. To pray and to do this because of the stories that will be discussing.
Most times
the issues they are discussing, it's no longer something you can vomit, you can
digest. You
are a product of what you listen to, and very soon you will partake.
Hello.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
Now, chakatanga kupfavisa, chinotanga kupfavisa, ukama namwari zvototi zvichonga zvisiri powerful.
What lightens a relationship with God that makes it prayer not being powerful?
Inye zvinhu zvatiri kunzwa kubva Monday.
It's about the things that we are hearing from Monday.
Kusvika Saturday.
Up until Saturday.
Tozoya Sunday 2 hours tonzwa zvinhu.
And we come on Sunday 2 hours we hear others when you go.
Zviruda kugesa zvatanga chinzwa kubva Monday.
Trying to clean what we've been hearing from man.
Saka, 24 hours, 13 hours, and watching is washing machine. 13 hours is the multiply not by 5. My hours is on watching, got 2 hours. So already, pane probability of already, uri corrupted the Gutodaro. And the Satan does no ziva.
People of God, hear me. The devil might not have power, but he's ahead when it comes to devices.
But munofarira kuvhunduka his devices.
God said, this boy has got no power, but be terrified by his devices.
My God. Tsoro. Anzi mukomana anogona tsoro uyu.
His games, he plays them very well. If he's making a move today, it's not for today. He'll make a move today that will get hold of you in 10 years' time. One thing that he possesses that even surprises the heaven.
Patience.
It's patience and being a planner.
Do you
know if he sees that you have bored him and he wants to kill you? He doesn't kill you today. Seeing that you are a prayer warrior and you do whatever you do. He will put a woman or a man in your way. And you marry or you are married very well. Not knowing blood hypertension has come into your life. There is a behavior that is going to do that for you to know that you died 10 years ago when you wedded, you don't know. Most people, your marriages are traps. That is what
even
is
my relationships
you.
Are muri, my trap.
Even some of the relationships that you are in are traps.
But it's very casual because maka tamtira Jesu.
This is casual because you received Jesus.
Kuva madzidziswa kuna matamwari zviri casual.
And you were taught to worship God casually.
Saka amuna kudzonzi chiKristu inzira yaMwari kuvanhu.
You were not taught that Christianity is a way of God to people.
Kana ndakuti zviri casual ndezvekuti munoda kupinza nzira dzenyu nekuda kwedzidziso dzedu.
When I'm saying casual, I'm saying you want to put your own way.
Zvekuti zvaMwari zvekutora kwaMwari hatine basa nazvo izvo.
The things of the Lord and his voice, you don't care about it. There are some people who started having hypertension after marriage. Some sugar diabetes began there.
angari bo.
He was okay or she was okay before.
Ari single.
When they were single. Some people that you are sitting next to, you are kissing your coffin.
One day they are going to zip.
One day they are going to strangle you. When they've just gone to drink, he just came back angry. He had the trouble that the child is sleeping in between wine and just stabbed by a knife. If you discover they did not die that particular day, what you're saying, your boyfriend or your husband, it can be a pawn. There is a queen which is your soul that is in demand.
Even
some of the people you are calling your colleagues, they are pawns.
Are so device?
You cannot see that it is a device of the enemy.
Unona Satan pa six pack.
Can you see the devil on a six pack?
Pam salad.
On a salad, can you see the devil? Can you see a devil in a hair?
Long nails.
On nails, can you see a devil? You say the devil does not look like this.
Now, zero tangra papi.
Where is this thing beginning from?
Pakuti makao yakuzona mata kuna Kristu but muchida religion.
You came to pray to Jesus wanting religion.
Pastor
Maru to kudis
munen zira zenyu zamnoda kuna matana zosiri zamwari.
You have your own ways that you want to worship him, not the ways of
God. Saka china mato changwari chino chikanisaso kuti china mato.
The worshiping God says,
amugone kuchi enjoy because mune nzira dzenyu dzamunoda.
You cannot enjoy it because
kuti Jesus kana tichina matato farombo namatito Saturday kubawa.
If you are praying, you want to pray that Saturday
is the bar. God knows that
the board needs to be flexed. And Sunday we go to church.
Friday,
on Friday we are whining in the bars. Some of you, Christianity is your religion. You say God understands so much.
Christianity.
Not knowing Christianity is a way of God, not your ways. Hallelujah.
No.
Do you understand what I'm trying to explain? Should I move forward or should I stop? You have your own ways that you want to use to pray God. You want to pray him and yet you are stealing from people. And you are saying God understands.
But he has his own
way. As
Moses
attended
Samutemo. That's
why God gave the Ten Commandments. It's not Moses who gave the laws, but it was God who If it's God who is giving you the ways, it's no longer religion.
Amen.
You have your own rules that you prepare
for.
In Christianity, we have got a religion.
All right.
Do you know the most powerful demon under the sun is the religious
demon?
A demon that has been assigned to handle religion.
There's a thin line between religion and Christianity.
There is a thin line between religion and Christianity. It will need God's intervention for you to see. We might pray here thinking we are praying
but
God,
my hymn,
and yet the hymns belong to God.
Uniform.
The uniform belongs to the house of the Lord. The Bible belonging to the Lord.
Methods,
and yet the ways are now methods of people. Not the ways of God. That's why the Samaritan woman, when she met Jesus on the way, she's telling Jesus the way his forefathers prayed. If you are God, strengthen the way our forefathers prayed. Our forefathers, when they prayed, they went up that mountain. They had their own system of praying. And Jesus said, I've come to take out all of your ways. If you want about me, you worship in spirit and in truth.
And I tell you.
And I tell you.
Church yedu 98% vanhu vasina mata mumweya.
Our church 98% people are not worshiping in spirit and in truth.
Tirikuna mata munyama.
We are worshiping in flesh
nemuzvokwadi.
And in truth.
Zvokuti zvikunatsoradzonge ichokwadi.
It shows that it's as if it's true.
Asi hatisi chokwadi.
But it's not true. Hallelujah.
Hello.
Amen.
Hello. Zvikuratsonge ndizvo.
It is an image of
the religious demon.
The religious demon.
It comes
to kill all kinds of
spirituality.
It doesn't want to hear that God speaks.
It
tells you that we do doctrine.
Religious demon are tendere Jehovah kutaura.
A religious demon does not allow God
to tendera vakuru ve church kuisa mitemo.
It allows the elders of the church to put laws.
Zvekuti nhasi nisemukuru wechurch ndinogona kupiwa mutemo na Jehovah.
Today as a leader of a church, God can give me a law.
Ndonzi nyora mitemo iyi.
And he asked me to write this law.
Udza kuti vese vachanamata pasangano rino ndo zvavachatedzera.
All those that are going to pray on this congregation are going to follow this route.
Right?
Amen.
Ndinogona kuinyora mitemo.
I might write down the laws.
Bandikapusa.
But if I'm not careful,
inogona kuencourage religion.
It can encourage religion.
Zvekuti demon rinotambudza rinogona kunohwanda mutemo.
That the demon that troubles people may go and hide his.
Zvekuti demon rinogona kunyaradza Mwari kuzotaura mayes to come.
That the demon may silence the voice of God in the.
Nese munenge makabatira pakuti hatifarire kudya poko.
All of you be hanging on to the fact that you're not supposed to eat pork.
Nekuti mukuru wedu paakaudzwa akanzi hatidye poko.
Because our leader when.
Saka ndinogona kunyora mutemo izvozvo kuti muno hamudiwe majini.
I might write a law that you are not supposed to wear.
According to Revelation, and I want to know matter in the spirit.
According to the revelation I found when I was praying in the spirit. And I'm told to tell these people.
Kuti majina vapfeke ndonyora semtemo yotota se doctrine ne ministry ino.
And it becomes a doctrine of this ministry.
Ndonyora zvekare kunzi avafarire kudya poko kana chicken.
They are not supposed to eat pork or even
donyora futi se doctrine.
And I write it down as a doctrine for this church.
Zvekuti mangwana ndikapusa ndazobva.
Tomorrow, if I'm not careful, if I leave.
Mwaraka uya nedzimwe dzira dzake again pakaita vanamata mumweya.
If there are people who worship in spirit and God gives them the other way.
Church inogononga yakabatira kuma doctrines zvekuti.
The church
vanogona kusanzwa Mwari nekuda kwezviri kuitika.
The church, if it's hanging on to doctrine, they might not hear God because of what is happening. The beginners of this church did not worship like this. For you to understand, Jesus climbs up a mountain.
Three of his best disciples.
And he chose three of his best disciples.
Peter.
John.
And
James.
Na James, but please, did you say?
Please hear me.
Nasi dinoro apa no nasi.
Amen.
Vakura pamsoro pe gomo.
When they climbed up a mountain,
vaka no sanganimuruma enzi Moses.
They went and met a man named Moses.
Ene bavaka kwira mukenan makanzi Moses apindi.
This is Canaan where Moses was not allowed to
but
enter.
But vari pamsoro pe gomo riri mukenan Moses anga aripo.
When they went up the mountain in Canaan, Moses was there.
And the transfiguration.
On the transfiguration.
Promised land.
This is a mountain in the promised land.
Moses panyamana kupinda.
Physically, Moses did not enter the land of Canaan.
New Testament.
But he was found standing with them in the New Testament.
Peter avunduka chona Moses.
And Peter was terrified when he saw Moses.
Apana kuya Moses. Pakoya Moses nani?
It was not only Moses, it was Moses and Elijah.
Meeting for Elijah.
And on the same meeting, Elijah was there. And they
stopped. And
these men were not told this is Moses or this is Elijah.
Because remember, it was a very spiritual event.
Remember, this was a very spiritual event that was happening.
And
they
were brought higher the mountain, another dimension.
Higher the mountain. A new dimension.
Why were they asked to go up a mountain?
Why were they asked to go up a mountain?
Jesus is saying, I want to separate you.
There is a level. There's a level where the chosen only will go.
But the chosen, vanoratidzwa zvimwe zvekuti vamwe vadzidzi vangu vari 12 minus 3 9 vakasara pasi pegomo.
9 remained on the foot of the mountain.
But three avakapinda mumweya.
But these three, they entered into the spirit with Jesus in the spiritual realm.
Ndokubva vaona madzigogodera emweya eku Old Testament.
And they saw the forefathers of the spirit.
Vakaona Moses.
They saw Moses.
Na Elijah chapter.
And Elijah appeared.
Jesu akamira navo.
And Jesus was standing
with
them. We were not told of the conversation that happened.
But it was Peter.
But you are told that Peter,
Parkona is,
when he saw this thing,
Akava so overwhelmed.
He was overwhelmed.
So ane baba, tadi kuvakira tumba.
Why don't you build a tent?
Come Moses up.
For Moses.
Come Elijah.
And for Elijah.
Kenya.
And for yourself. And we build ours also.
You know, ipapo ipapo.
It is said there and there. A cloud came and engulfed Jesus. In the cloud, a voice came saying, "This is my beloved son. Hear him." This was a warning to Pastor Peter.
Na James.
And James. No matter how excited you
become.
In the testament where you are getting
yourself, Moses.
It's not about the laws of Moses.
Kana kutia Elijah.
Or the laws of
spirit. Uyu wanda fukitsa negore.
It's all about the spirit. Hearing.
And the vangeri rukudzwa three vakura ku higher dimension.
This is a gospel being taught to three.
Because mufundisi wese introduced from a higher dimension. Anogona kuya kuzoita era kuzotisira era pasi.
Every pastor who goes to a higher dimension, The higher the man of God grows
with God. Because the more dangerous he is to the people.
That is the more dangerous he becomes to
because
people.
Because unomutenda zvese zvaanotaura.
You believe everything that he speaks.
Saka ireve vhangeri kune vachakudzwa ma dimension.
This is a gospel to all that are going to be
raised in dimension. Moses.
If you see yourself in the dimension of
dimension
Moses,
ana Elijah.
Or the dimensions of
Musa
Elijah.
Introduce zvimwe zvinamato ku New Testament yasina kutaura.
Don't introduce other religions.
Because the testament in there uyu.
Because the testament
is ava kana mirayiro yakanyora.
It's not about Moses or
Jesus.
It's all about hearing
Jesus.
Who was covered by
Saka church dopa yakaroverwa ipapo.
That's where the church was defeated.
Makaroa pakuti muneta naro zvegumi.
You were defeated when you argue about
but meta naro hapana anoda kunotsvaka kuti ko iye ari kuti wokudi.
When you argue, you don't want to search.
Munotenda Facebook, Netflix, nechi.
You believe in social media.
Munorovana nekuhedana musoro ndiani fake ndiani true.
You are arguing.
Mapetsa kudaro hapana anoda kunodzwa kuna uyu akafukidzwa negore.
After your arguments, no one wants to hear what Jesus said.
Ndosaka muchiona kuti tama confused cockroaches.
That's why you see we are now in conflict. This one is saying so and so is correct.
Saka already turned religion.
Already we are now in a religion.
Mo Christianity.
In Christianity.
But it introduced one mat baba each tendel.
But it has been introduced by the fathers of the of faith.
Akapinda ma higher dimensions.
Who entered into higher dimensions. Hallelujah.
On my way.
Do you know that the whole church? You may love your pastor more than God. I might be a demon to you.
The moment
when you start seeing me that I am the only
even
one. Even yourself, you are now with an evil spirit.
Hello? The
fact that you think that your church is the only
sign
church,
possessed in your religion.
That's a sign that you are possessed by a religious
church
spirit.
In the body of Christ.
Because a church is a body of Christ. Amen. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
So, the religion
what religion? What the danger of religion?
Elijah.
It will orchestrate the issues of Elijah.
Elijah na Abraham na Jesus.
And they built houses for Elijah. When he said, "Let us build,"
Peter iparza era cheta church in New Testament.
Peter was preaching an era. You are going to elevate the founders more than the owner of the work.
Yakuti muchati Elijah ngava kiro same kamba.
Let us build a house.
Now Elijah, mwa kona Jesus, very pa same dimension.
And for Jesus on the same dimension.
Mariku boya kati no era no faraku.
And God said the error that comes to stop the
voice,
my voice, and your ability to hear this one.
So renounce the religious demon.
The religious demon.
Kanaraku operate on angwa chito tirimu ya tinamwari.
When it's operating, people will be saying we are in the spirit and we are with God.
But paveswa rudara pana runzi wamwari.
But amongst all of them, there's no one hearing from God. That's where the danger is. It can prepare a voice even in your midst. Praying you don't want.
It's very dangerous to get
That's why you see it's dangerous to receive a measure of a spiritual person by someone who's not praying. There is nothing like that.
Because measuring yacho ezvi chokwadi haine nyama.
The measuring measure of the truth is
nothing to do with the flesh.
You of the flesh were taught to look at the
spirit. But still zvibereko zvatofuti zvinogona kuringa.
Even if the fruits.
Because Satan angwara kwane mhiko dzekuti auite mukadzi kana vakadzi.
The devil is clever.
And auite misikanzwa but uchishandisa mbashto.
There are covenants that you don't have. You don't be promiscuous.
So I do not go now.
I might come here and say I have never slept with anyone.
And
there's
a snack and one.
And yet it is true.
Pane power bastu
and yet that's where the power of my.
Saka ku fruit to go na fruit ungeta ku viringika.
And the fruit we might also be deceived.
Satu fara fruit ku zokera pane mkomana.
We are supposed to go back to the man.
Anogona kuti pamweya waku discerna mweya.
Who is able to give us a spirit of discernment?
Which means akuna munhu wenyama anogona kutaura ndiye chokuri ndiye kunyiba.
Meaning there's no one in the flesh who can say.
Zvinotoda Mwari wacho kuti ratidza anaye neasinaye.
It requires God himself to know who is with
him. Saka takaparalyzwa church pekutanga kuti hatina basa nekutsvaga kugama naMwari.
What paralyzes the church is we don't care by looking for.
As long as you reproduce na papa, shangara na basa.
As long as you are closer to the man of God, the things of God.
Dosaka muchona kuti even the prophetic inogona kushanda as a curse to the church.
That's why you see the prophetic may work as a curse to the church. Hallelujah.
Hello.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
So can you imagine? Gare
you may take your seats.
In why?
Listen.
Can you imagine what Jesus?
Imagine when Jesus came on earth.
The people
that he was constantly in trouble with were Pharisees.
Sadducees.
And the Sadducees. Do you know what it means? These were church people. People who troubled Jesus were church people. You. The people who loved church more than the God. When the Son of God came, they continued hanging to their churches. And the things that their leaders told them.
Mwari masimba osauya machurch akaramba achipindwa. Iye ari kubaku, ari kusango kwapana namata ikoko.
When God all powerful came, they continued.
Watu atochemera ngapinde muchurch aripo.
The one we cry, you should come to They were not getting into their services, but the services were
akapinda yaita issue nai.
If he gets into the services,
kuti sei ataura izvi.
Why did he say this?
Bonzi, ko zvakutaura zvakaipei, voti ngatidzokere kune zvakataura Abraham.
What is wrong with what he's saying? Let us go.
Vakarwisa Mwari nezvaitaura Abraham.
They fought God with what Abraham.
Kusvika pakuti iye akazovati munozero kuti Abraham amuri kuti Abraham.
Until he said, "Do you know Abraham?" For him to be there, I was there before.
Yeah,
him. And they said, you are lying.
Abraham,
who stood you in that story?
Touch not the anointed.
And Jesus said, you will not understand. Church people thinking he's supposed to
church is not kura yamweya oyamzokatisa nekusimbisa church.
Church wanting to kill the spirit that came to correct and to strengthen the church.
Hallelujah. Vakagara pasi.
They sat down.
Mukanoverenga nyaya zvakanaka.
If you read that story carefully,
ma politicians akasina mhosva naJesu.
Politicians were not, we had no crime with Jesus.
Vakatanga kuita issue naJesu.
With issues with Jesus.
My fathers, the city of Jerusalem.
These were the fathers of the city of Jerusalem.
My spiritual fathers.
These were spiritual fathers.
Ndovakatanga kurova vhangeri muchurch.
These are the ones who started preaching the gospel in church. What this man is preaching is heresy.
Because remember, anga yakuzoparidza mweya.
Remember, he had come to preach the spirit.
Not doctrine.
Not to preach doctrine.
Auya kuzovarovera mweya because munofarona mata mweya.
Spirit. You are supposed to worship in spirit.
Nemuzvokwadi.
And in truth.
Vakatanga kumutsamwira.
The ones who started to be angry about.
Varuma my uniform.
Are the people that are wearing
hymns every Sunday,
singing hymns every Sunday. After singing
hymns, they
gather, planning how to kill him.
Even
up until today. What is distorting the move of God is the
church.
Ourselves amongst each other, we are distorting each other.
Another elder said,
How many years does one do a doctor?
7 years.
If you see the amount of literature that they have,
in 7 years, those one go have
reading. In 7 years, what they would have read.
Mazibuku ne mazibuku.
This is a lot of literature.
But our father and mother, doctor, we go read doctor.
But you have never heard the doctor of this.
But he susu tina one book Bible.
We have one book one. Bible. We are troubling each other with
textbook
one textbook. We can't have one thing that is common. Because we have a religious demon. People are having head to head. I told you this. To hear the spirit doesn't mean you hear from God.
My way.
Seeing on the spiritual level doesn't mean you hear from God. It's just the ability to see. And every person must be able to see spiritual
eyes.
Because every one of you have got spiritual eyes. Seeing in the spiritual and hearing in the spiritual doesn't mean you are hearing from God. In the book of Genesis where we read
from,
God came down and the snake heard from God. There was a conversation between a snake and God. Seeing God and hearing from God doesn't mean God can come down.
Otaura na anyone in the shroud as special.
And speaks to anyone doesn't
mean special.
Another person can be spoken to because it's the snake.
Saka kuti ndaita encounter tofara zoti anga encounter yei.
For one to say I have an encounter where someone.
Pamwe ndekudzorodzonzo akurasika.
Maybe it's an encounter of grief.
Pamwe ndekunodzenda nosimbisa kereke.
Maybe it's an encounter.
Saka timbomire kuti zoti ndaita encounter 5 hours.
Don't tell us that you had an encounter.
Because then you can carry encounter my hours to eat it.
Because the snake had an encounter.
Tirikuda kuziva hurukuro yaitwa ngeri yei.
We want to know the magnitude of the conversation. Hallelujah.
Hello.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen. Do you understand?
So. The religion, Baba.
The demon of religion. If it comes amongst people. When it's there. People who value their seats more than spirituality. You don't care if God has gone out of the church. What they don't want is to leave
the church.
Leave this church. We are 20 years old. I was born to be a leader in this church. And knowing God is
Mazara
Uroi. There's now witchcraft and other spirits.
They
will tell you because of the seat, I will not leave.
Hello.
What is God saying? Doesn't matter. We will not leave this place. Why are you not leaving? I received a
badge
by the man of God
in
the church so that I can go around looking for money.
Blackberry for mountain, mountain bike.
That mountain bike. That black horse bicycle may cause someone to forsake the things of the spirit. Who told you that to get into church is to worship God? Who told you that getting into church is praying to God? Who? What people don't know is this. You don't come to church for you to see God. You come to church because you have seen God. God starts to reside in this church and he directs you to a place of fellowship. Not that you begin from a level of fellowship for you, for him to stay in
the
church. That's why you see there are a lot of people who came to church with Jesus. And they left him in church. When they started entering into groups, some wanting seats. This is the mistake that Mary and Joseph. The day Jesus went to church,
when he was 12
years old. That is the correct order. You come with
him to Jerusalem.
And you go with him to Jerusalem. Even if you
have
12 years when you have received him, when he is there, make sure he does not leave your heart, Jesus.
Church home,
the biggest church under the sun is your heart. You might be here present,
but
and yet he is not inside of you.
And then
even if he is here and yet he's not in you, you are not with him. Hallelujah.
Hello. Hello.
Amen.
Zvinonzi vakanakirwa pabosuka rakati Jesu.
They were excited until the fact that
angoti cherobva pakati pavo.
Jesus left their midst.
Kubvakota madhara akaenda vasinaye.
And they were elders,
but
who went without
him.
And they were hungry for hearing from him. His parents missed
him
because they were hungry for their
own ways.
He had his things that he wanted to do, but they were not concerned about the time when they looked for him, they were busy with the things of the church.
And he had the same jimbo.
He was in the same place,
but
not in their
meeting.
He was busy with the people who wanted to hear from
because
him.
Because in Christianity,
because what we call Christianity, it's sitting and hearing from him, not him hearing from us. This is now religion. Hallelujah.
Hello.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen. Do you understand what I'm explaining? Do you know the ones who crucified Jesus were the church people?
They wanted to dwell with this spirituality thing. Why? Because
there was a high priest. who felt I could not leave my office. I cannot leave my office because of Maria's son. This was the spirit of having seats. It was an issue of continuing. He just comes. You leave Jesus because of a church uniform.
Time yatiri ino.
The time where we are in
it is dangerous and deadly.
This is a dangerous and a deadly time.
Because kusamunzwa, well, it's a very big disadvantage.
Because not hearing from
kusamane, you, come out now, it's a very big disadvantage.
Not having a relationship with him is a big disadvantage.
And I can't measure the amount of power.
You don't measure him by the amount of power.
Because power no kunonge ripo, but yes.
The power might be there and yet it's not there.
Zinamato, zine simbe.
Do you know that religions and the power?
And Matthew.
Let us go to the book of Matthew.
Matthew, Dr. Penza.
I'm about to finish.
Uende kumba zvakanaka.
So that you go back home well.
Matthew 24.
Matthew chapter 24.
Verse 24. Ndoto tangira pa verse 24.
From verse 24.
Ore ndichiri kudiwa here vana vandichibvanga.
Do you still require me here, or should I keep
back? Religion ra tsamwa ari kuti kudiwa mvata.
The religious demon is now angry.
25, yes. 23.
Matthew 24, verse number 23.
Please tell Resai.
Then if any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or they, believe it not. 24.
All right.
For there shall arise false Christ.
For there shall arise false Christ.
And false prophets.
And no. Please, but say, Baba.
Grasp this part.
The false Christ is a spirit of religion.
The false Christ is a spirit of a religion. For Christ, that is not Jesus that they are meaning.
Because Christ is the anointing and the anointed.
Christ, it means the anointing and the anointed.
So, there shall arise false anointings.
They shall rise false anointings.
Please tell us.
Listen
for
carefully.
There shall arise false
Christ.
Amen. Because Christ is already anointed with the anointed and the anointing.
There shall arise some with false anointings.
And false prophets. Now, one pastor Rovera. For there shall now Varutarapama false Christ. When Jesus Christ was anointed by the Holy Ghost.
When Jesus Christ was anointed by the Holy Ghost.
Why are you emphasize kuti aka anointed? Because why is not pane mama anointings as in a Holy Ghost?
Why are they putting emphasis on the Holy Ghost?
So specific kuti akazodzwa na mweya muchene.
They were so specific.
Kuti Jesu Christ wa Nazareta akazodzwa na mweya muti azva kunzi akazodzwa. Because dai akati akazodzwa. Tada kuziva source anointing.
We wanted to know the source of the anointing.
So, munhu anogona kuva anointed, but asiri mweya muchena zvodzwa.
A person might be anointed, but not anointed by the Holy Spirit.
So, ndopa ne danger ye religion.
That's what the danger of religion is.
Yekuti even religion inokupresenta reva kazodzwa.
Religion can present to you those that are anointed.
Yoisa futi anonzi ma false prophets.
And it also has false prophets.
Inzwa,
and shall show great signs.
They shall show, but in my false anointing, they shall show great signs.
Those with
not only signs, there will be great signs.
Great signs.
Don't tell me that you have measured
me because of science. Because
you're not going to perform my great signs.
I can perform great signs.
It is a false anointing.
And yet it is a false anointing. Tell me physically, how do you see?
And also he's a prophet.
He is a prophet.
But a false prophet.
And yet
false prophet. There's a difference between a false prophet and a false prophet.
There is a difference between a false prophet and a fake
prophet.
Jesus did not talk of fake
prophets.
Because fake prophets
Vangavarinyaya ma false prophets ndovakanonetsa kuona.
What matters are the
because
false
a false prophet and
to see.
A fake prophet anotora information somewhere kuti akuprofite.
Fake prophets take information
but a false one anopenga vasinotora anoyachikudza zvese even zvasina kuwana ku anozvitora somewhere anodecode but pane nyande arikuzvitora kupi.
A false prophet will tell you everything, but what is
a fake prophet anetse kona, but a false anoneta.
A fake prophet is not difficult to see, but
because a false anoyane a true prophet.
He will come with a true prophet.
But are a false prophet.
And yet he is a false
but the prophet is true.
And yet the prophet is true. People of God. There is a young girl in the Bible, in the book of Acts,
prophet Paul,
who prophesied to Paul and said, these are the men of God. But she had a spirit
but
of
the prophecy
divination.
Was true.
But the prophecy was true.
But
and yet she was using
a
spirit of
false prophet, a true prophet.
She was a false prophet.
So say a prophet. False prophet a true prophet.
What do you then do when you
measure
prophet? If your measuring stick is the
how about
these ones speaking correct prophecies and yet they are false prophets?
And they are teaching my signs.
And they are doing performing signs
and
wonders. In so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very
my
elect.
God. Listen.
If the time is not shortened,
even the elected
even the elect shall be deceived, they will receive
now,
the false process.
Uchata say akasarudza aka endorse a false prophet.
What will you do if the elect endorses a false prophet?
Because even the elect. Because
he said, false prophets. Even the elect shall be
which means
deceived
we are not
going by false prophet. He can be elected. And he sees me prophesying.
And he false prophet.
And he endorses me as a false prophet.
A true prophet.
Because of a true prophet.
But the elect.
But the elect.
I still racist one the false prophet.
Being deceived by a false prophet.
The generation that is a tower
this is the generation where we are in.
Right now. A false prophet.
A false prophet may be in.
A very elected and chosen.
By
person.
An elect person. Hallelujah. If those that are elect are now being deceived,
what more guru shall
how much more the crowd, the general crowd? Amen.
So must do the new tower.
Don't tell me that you're going to see them by their
prophet.
We're going to see them by their prophecy.
Because
here they are saying, those that are there.
Can you imagine? A 21st century church.
Imagine this is a 21st century church.
Jesus,
Matthew 7:7.
Matthew 7:7.
Not all that are calling me Lord, Lord will inherit the kingdom of heaven. Some will say, we prophesy in your name.
It means varuma vaturoma correct prophecy.
Meaning this man had correct prophecy.
But varuma false prophets.
And yet they were false prophets.
One tight zinga vavene power.
We casted out devils.
Tight zinga mashavi mstareni.
We casted out devils in your name.
And then ndambo vranda kuziva.
And he said, go away, I never knew you.
Remember kana shins and ndakunda kuziva.
Remember when they say, I never knew you.
It means our number of Brawa exists more than.
It means in his world,
so, you never existed.
We have people that can work for God, but they never received him.
To me, you are as good as dead.
He's saying to me, you are as good as dead.
Let us say, yet church at 21st century, ya wikenwa.
Matthew 7:22. Many will say to me in that day.
Many will say to me in that day.
Lord, Lord.
Lord, Lord, Ishe, Ishe.
Have we not prophesied in thy name?
Have we not prophesied? And in thy name
we have cast out devils.
Problem, first deception, even now.
The first deception that is there, even to the people that are being called now,
what prophecy, you know, authenticate to be true.
Is you think prophecy authenticates a person
to an extent that you know, even crowd, you know, authenticate to be true.
To a level that you would think the crowd authenticates a person to be true. Not knowing a person can have a huge crowd and yet they are not true.
21st century church.
A 21st century church. It authenticates you to be a man of God because of your car and your suit. And yet a person can wear a nice
suit. It is a strange spirit.
And this will be a strange spirit. That has infiltrated in your midst.
Alright. How can you explain Saul and David?
How can you explain Saul and David?
Zaito zika moti Saul arambwa.
It was known that Saul had been rejected. Until Saul had an evil spirit that David would cast away.
And Isaiah indeed David chete.
The one who knew this issue was David alone.
Because fake as in the original.
No one can speak of the fake without knowing of the truth.
Israel yes, sakwasa uzaguti so ane fake anointing was by Israel.
Israel never
knew
of the fake
David
spirit.
Na Saul.
That was upon Saul because she David was the one with a fake from true anointing. What can pick the fake from the true is the true thing. What caused the crowd to follow Saul
David and the true anointing
is because in the whole of Israel, David was the one with the true anointing. He was the one who would tell you that this
because
is a fake
anointing.
Because inside of him, he had a true anointing. It's not a blogger who tells you that this is a fake anointing. It wants the one who is anointed to speak of the anointing.
Can you imagine?
So the kingship seat was
position in Dioyo.
The position was correct.
Vanundilavo.
The people were there.
But
the anointing was not correct.
Everyone
saying we are coming to hear the King of the Lord say.
Murume one is not mwaraka tamara demoniro.
It's one man.
Zvakuti demoniro romunwa right threatened one David.
That demon was threatened by David.
David
if you read your Bible carefully, every time when David came. With a demon sitting.
David, so
just feel, let me kill him.
Character assassination.
These days they don't throw a spear. They
assassinate a strange spirit.
This is a sign of a strange spirit. Amongst these people, there's a strange spirit. Amen.
David
and David ended up running away.
But then he would say,
but tell me. When he's running away, he's having a church in the cave.
Partners,
yet he doesn't have partners. The people that are coming are those people that are in debt.
They
are people with issues in the community. What caused them to run away to go to true anointing were problems. That they were
problems.
With problems, they were on a wrong anointing.
And Chirugu Paul saw. Because remember,
what gave Saul the power that Saul and
David
had
the same mistake than Tua.
Saul and David had the same mistake. These two
because
people.
Because disobedient.
Both of them were disobedient.
Because Saul aka disobey Saul
disobeyed by giving a sacrifice without.
Disobedience David.
Saul's disobedience because, was better than David.
Oh, David, I know Torah cards were in the Old Testament.
David took someone's wife in the Old Testament. And he killed the husband.
So chango itakungo enda kuchecha kono mfundisi vanono karekandino pira.
What Saul did, going to church, the pastor said, and he offered the sacrifice.
Yeah, ndoku no pira.
He gave the sacrifice.
Maru vato tsamanazo.
And God was angered by that.
David.
David.
I know Torah cards were in the Old Testament.
took someone's wife and killed the husband. And God was angered
by
that. But what differentiated the two people?
So atadza.
When Saul sinned,
as long as cigarro changu chiripo, it's okay.
He said to God, as long as my seat is there, it's okay.
But David atadza.
But when David sinned, he said, do not take away your Holy Spirit from me.
David akachemera anointing.
David
is corrupted. Musa ibise pandiri. Psalms 51.
David cried for the anointing not to be corrupted.
So akachemera chigaro.
So cried for the throne.
As long as musipa nangu ndikaramba ndiri pachigaro
bo. As long as you are not there, as long as I'm on the throne.
And akachigara for more than 30 years again. Pasina mwari.
And he sat on the throne for over 30 years without
God. It is a false anointing.
And yet it was a false anointing. Hallelujah.
And what are you saying? I'm ours, Mangana.
Do you understand what I'm trying to explain?
Diana got the crowd to authenticate with Tamari.
Who said the crowd authenticates the presence of God? That's why Jesus said, where two or three are gathered together, I am there. He did not say when there are
100
and above.
But no.
Who said there's no God because there are two people?
Aiwa, Diana kata hakuna mwari because hakuna vanhu.
Who said there's no God because there are no people?
Hello.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
Can you imagine? Mo Bible mune ma false prophets.
In the Bible, there are false prophets.
Pane pano talk about false teachers.
They talk about false teachers.
Potoro nezwe ma false brethren na nesangano
ba false. And they talk of false brethren.
But abana pakatorwa false evangelists.
But there is no place written false evangelists.
Because you can't fake soul winning.
You cannot fake soul winning.
You cannot fake.
Hello? Giving Christ to people. You cannot fake that.
So,
it's not about the anointing. We want to know the source of the anointing.
Even Caiaphas.
Angarim priest at the time of Jesus. Who was the priest during the time of Jesus?
Chirukumpa power rekurisa mwana komana wa Mwari iariye mukuru wema church ndiani.
What gave him the power to fight against the Son of God when he was the leader of all churches? What anointed him? Where did it come from?
Hello.
Amen.
Chichinokupa even wewe kuvenga pafamba zimbara mwari.
What gives you that hatred on issues when God's power moves? Even if it's not your church, when someone is healed, why are you
angry?
Whether it belongs to God or not, why are you angry? I've never heard a person who is angered by a witch who has
Even my hips are actually on them. I've never heard
someone looking down on such scenarios. Why is that issue start when we are talking of God? Why are you angered when the things of God are being spoken? Let's say you don't know the source of the power, but if a person comes in the name of Jesus, we understand the reason why the Pharisees were angry.
Because they remember, vangwane mweya wa religion.
Remember, they had a spirit of religion. So when Jesus restored the sick, the spirit was angered. Why are you angry when Jesus liberates people? And yet you go to church. Why do you put power on scales? This power is too much. Even amongst the people you are comparing, who is the owner of that power?
Hello.
Amen. Why does it get so much into you? The power that is at work is not yours.
munhu ari kunamatira vane simba rake rabva
kuna mwari wake. A person praying over people with the power that came from
God. Zvotonga tasata namata yomba kwakakumbira pise chingo kamupaka jika
zvokuti panzwa chingo chako chashanda. They came to your place and borrowed a piece of bread.
Do not know demon religion rakagara kuti unzwisa kuti chita
kugara. I want you to see the demon of religion that is sitting upon.
Munotsamwirei izvizvi? Munotsamwirei kuti paitirwe crusade inodhura kudai?
Why are you angered that there's a crusade that is a dark one? Amusona mwe
mauro tuwa mwe yaupi?
Can't you see the kind of spirit that is inside of you? Can
you imagine patiko fadzi mwe yacho one day akasvikira akafa?
Imagine among the 12 disciples.
Wakuti paiti pakatwa chinhu mu body of Christ herwadzi wacho zviri kuitirwa zvemari yakade. Munorwadziwe ine mari kubviswa mu
church. Why are you pained by the money that is being given in church?
Zvimwe zvauri kuti ndiwa hauzirewo wakagarwa.
Some of the things that you're saying it's you, it's not you.
Haizi yako.
It's not yours.
Haina kubva momwe yako.
It did not come from
your pocket. Patoro kutsamwa kuti vari kubvisirei mari dzodzo kuchechiko.
But you are angered. Why are they giving such money in the church?
Ndeyako.
Is that money belonging to
you? Urikubatirwei.
Why is it getting to you?
Ayo, nyatsobva chimbopa foko tinongo chitsamwe.
Think about it. Why are you angered?
Hello.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
So body of Christ zvinokurwadzirei?
The things of the body of Christ, why do they anger?
Zviri kuitwa muviri washa unonzwa kuboy kana nazvo data pa varombo kunge wanogona kupa. Iwo murani makona varombo vangani kana one wakapa kana lofre chingwa.
The things that are happening on the body of Christ is angering you.
Hausati wambopa kana murombo one piece yechingwa ine jam zvaya hausati.
But
unochiputitsa navocado pakateke.
But in your neighbor you have never good done a good deed to anyone.
Kana une mweya kupa varombo kosadza rakumba koniwa kwabhoshana varombo.
If you have a spirit of giving to the poor, why not share the sadza at your house? At your house
unotsamwei parikuva zvinhu mumwiri washa?
Why are you angered when things are being done?
Parikunzi mumwiri washa uri kuadvansa zvinokutsamwidza.
When the body of Christ is advancing, why are you angered by that?
Ende vamwana vakawanda vari kumanifesta vamwe mishino malaka vamwe muchipembera kumanifesta kwemunhu pa social media.
Some people are manifesting and others are ululating for people that are manifesting on social media.
Iwe baba wako angatukwa unoita sei?
If your father is called and
vakabereka vakatukwa.
If your biological father or even your biological mother is called,
unonzwa ngo wagumburwa.
It's as if you have been tripped.
Hello.
Amen.
Right. Sei panotukwa muroi?
Why when a witch is being scolded?
Hapana rumbo gumbuka pakati penyu.
No one is angered by that incident.
But parikutukwa zvamwari.
But when the things of the Lord are being spoken of, I want you to see that there are many witches in the
church more than outside.
There is a fake light lighting in the church which is not true. Why are Christians fighting against
each other?
You discover that in our midst there is an infiltration. Hallelujah.
Israel mukainzwa.
If you hear about Israel, when they left Egypt, there was a mixed multitude.
Mixed multitude, Israel.
Mixed multitude, it means they were not only Israelites.
But these are
people who were excited when they saw Israelites taking gold. Did they work for this gold?
No.
They just received it. We want to
follow.
They followed because
of the gold. Cars that came that did not
work for, that is what others
but
are
coming for. Bebele,
if you read your Bible carefully,
mukanoona vanhu vaitanga hondo mugwenga,
if you see the people who incited trouble in the desert, who kindled the fire for people to be crazy before the Lord.
Multitude.
These are the people with the mixed multitude. Who were in their midst and yet they were not supposed to be there. Look at the person next to you. What are they doing here?
Say ya, tore zvakanaka even izvo Jesu zvetwa pano hambo taure kana one day.
You don't speak well about the things that Jesus has done here.
Uri suspect.
You are a suspect.
Hauna kana one miracle yakambotora kuti ndaona Jesu achiporesa munhu so patende. Hauna kana one.
You have never shared one miracle.
Unoisa musoro wa Rihanna pa status kwete miracle. Kana zvamwari hauise.
You put the face of Rihanna on your status, not the things of God.
Urani wewe.
Who are you? What are you looking for?
Wakatera ma testimony goride wakanzwa.
Are you following after the testimonies of God that you have? Or you are amongst us, you want the things of the God of Israel. You start saying this person used to pray. I heard the song that Masara was singing. I'm praying for my heart. Who closed their heart?
Hello.
Amen.
Who are
you? The things of
Bolinja,
the things of champagne you are putting. There's nothing that keeps God in your life. Ask them, who are you? Let me give you a scripture.
Ephesians.
As I finish with you.
And Galatians chapter 2, verse 4.
I've just finished. Let us go. Galatians chapter
4. It's okay, yes?
Galatians chapter
4,
verse 4.
Please note, Galatians chapter 2, verse 4. Please, in the scripture, yeah.
And that because of false brethren.
And that because of false who?
Brethren.
What are prophets or anointings? Brethren, attendi. False. Pantoranons are false brethren.
Unawares brought in. Who came in privily? Who to came spy in pri- out
to,
our
to
liberty?
Spy out our liberty. No. But my fake sons and daughters, my fake Christians.
Here Paul is talking of fake sons and daughters, fake Christians. Those who came in our midst to spy. Who are you? What do you want? Which we have in Christ Jesus.
Our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus.
There's nothing that depicts in you that you are of God. That they might bring us into bondage.
That they might bring us into
bondage.
These
are the ones who spread rumors.
Social media.
And they become stories on prophet social media.
And so then bondage in the body of Christ.
Prophets and so was doing this. They are putting bondage in the body
not
of Christ.
Not all in the body.
Even
prophet,
amongst people who want to give their lives to Christ.
Clips, spies.
And taking clips by spies. Who are you?
And there's
nothing as said that you hear a person attacking the gospel of God. It means they listen to the sermon, the full sermon. After listening to the full sermon, they start attacking the sermon.
Like a brethren, but a spy.
Amen. Recently, I was talking to mom, and she says, your people,
they call you.
There are people that call you. Men of God that one day I'll come and mention their names. Who come and say, we want help.
Ministry-wise.
Help us in such and such areas.
But never a day around the road that they want to.
Never a day when
but
I want to
phone in bedroom, I'm going to phone.
But when I'm in my bedroom on my phone, they call me.
But on my public platform,
but on public platform, they act like as if they don't know and they even attack you. And mom will say, are you the one being attacked? Who are you?
I'm only phoning 1 hour, 30 minutes, which is a ministry.
You call me for an hour.
System,
asking me for ministry, I gave you, I give you systems, I give you everything.
Never a day, even
Never a day when you acknowledge that we helped you. Never a day. Who are you? Who are you?
Umbora ani.
Who are you?
Have you
ever helped a person that you see them acknowledging other
people?
Even if you don't go, you buy groceries for them.
But this is my true brother.
But he writes for others that this is my true brother.
Because
they come and they met. They bride together. After having the bride,
is my true brother. But
then he says, this is my true brother. But when the same true brother, the school that they are going on Monday,
true brother and a father.
He has never said, this is my true brother or my true father. Who are you? Why are you ashamed by the things that Christ does in your life?
Never a day. One day, I think my leaders know that story.
One day, I think some of the leaders know this story.
We prayed for this person.
We prayed for this person. We did not only pray for them, we even gave them money physically.
One day
they were angered because I chastised them.
Do you know, this person never ever, and they remember just a picture I'm going to have on Facebook.
This person, I've never seen them putting a picture of me on
Facebook.
But after I angered them,
I got out pictures and the doctor.
He said, he said, I've got pictures that I want to take.
Do not know a pastor could be put to a power kunganga.
I want to write in the newspaper that the man of God took power from a witch doctor. This is a true story. And some people were sent on this place to talk to me. Saying, man of God, this man is serious. And
he's
gone to one of the witch doctors who stays in
jail.
And the witch doctor said, take a picture of me and I'll acknowledge that I'm
the one who's in jail.
So you are saying, I'm going to use the picture that I was giving. And the picture that way, when you were sitting,
talking to him.
People who believe that you did that act. I said, what you want me to do?
And they said, talk to
him. And I said, I will fund the publication of this
story.
I'm not terrified. After doing that from the witch doctor, on him is now.
But
from the witch doctor himself, when the witch doctor comes out, a week is too much. They are not supposed to die, they are supposed to be crippled.
Death is too good for them.
I want to show you that God fights for his own. When they told him, he started developing boils.
But the secretary wangu yenu mkadzoka kuti uyaiva tedze mfundisi.
The wife said the man is no longer sleeping in the house. It's just the beginning. Until he knows there's a God in heaven. Tell the man of God, I think he cares.
I don't need to curse you.
Amen.
Touch
me and see the power that is behind
me.
There's no kind of God who curses a person. The power of
God. You
see what happens when you shout at him, you shouting at him. And I said, let them write.
Editor, 2 times.
Let the editor call. I'll pay them double the amount. Because
after
what
that.
I knew what was coming out from there was going to be hot. I knew what was coming there after was going to be very hot. Even the customers of the witch doctor were coming here. If we are talking about Christ, we are not talking of a person whom we tell what to do. We are talking of God who speaks. But if we call unto him, he listens.
And haangonzwe chete.
He just doesn't listen.
Nezvimwe zvamusinotaura anoziva zvamuda kutaura.
Even some of the things that you've not spoken, he knows them.
Anopindura.
He even answers.
Anonoka.
He might delay or act as if
but
he's delayed.
Anotaura.
But he speaks. Christians act like as if you worship Baal.
It's a waste of time to go on social media to defend Mwari.
It's a waste of time going on social media to defend
Mwari.
Or to search what is the status. Ask God. Do not rush to comment.
Mwari anotaura anokudzoti ndinayo handinayo.
God will talk to you. He will tell you, this one I'm with him, this one I'm not with him.
If you still remember, I'm not January 2020.
If you remember in January, I told you that you see the stories that are going to come out this year.
Did you stay away from those issues?
And telling you, stay away from those issues. Let us pray.
Unless
our duty. Unless God, you hear from God.
Because demon religion reaper rise.
Because the demon of religion is on the rise.
Maybe remember with a power.
With the way you love power.
Because power.
You think your issues are solved by power.
Not
knowing there is power derived from knowledge.
Run that I may know him. And the power of his that I may know him. Pane power not derived from kumuziva.
There is power that is derived from knowing
fact
him.
Kuti wamuziva.
The fact that you have known him. There is power that comes in knowing God. He knows you and you know him. There is power that comes out in knowing him. Amen.
Hello.
Amen. There is power that comes out in knowing him. In and in knowing the power not to have the power of his resurrection.
Mune simba.
There is power
mukuziva.
In knowing
iye nekuziva simba.
Him and knowing the power.
So just imagine.
Imagine.
If
church was filled with people who want to pray, not people who want to be prayed over,
better than where we are.
We could be better than where we are. If you call forth for prayer, you don't come.
Just imagine.
Imagine if all of us could pray. Calling unto
because
him.
Even,
because the one praying over you also prays. If all of us could pray, we are going to have a few number of people to pray over. This is where the heart of the Lord is. Let the church be filled by the people who pray over.
But,
the people who pray. But it comes from power. Of knowing him.
And the kumusiva.
And knowing him, it comes from calling unto him. And he then answers thee.
Hello.
Amen.
Kumuziva.
To know him
kunobva kumudana
comes from calling unto
him.
And he answers.
Ndopane kumuziva.
That is where he, knowing him is. Today, let me end here.
Please remember, kumuziva, kunobvapai, pakumudana, tamudana yanodi, dopanobva kumuziva. Dopanobva kumuziva, nasi handisina matravana.
Today I'm not praying for people.
I'll just do an exercise and that's indeed.
I'll do an exercise that I've been tasked to do.
Thank you for listening to our broadcast. For more sermons, kindly follow us on the handle TF Macheka Ministries across all social media platforms. Or you could visit us every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Big White Tent opposite the ZANU-PF offices in Unit K, Seke Chitungwiza. See you there.